All right. Well, welcome to the Data Center Hawk podcast. Today, we're talking about Q2 2021 trends in North America.
Portland is interesting because it's doubled in size over the last 2 years. And it wouldn't surprise me if we see it double again in 2 years.
You're listening to the Data Center Hawk podcast, where we demystify the data center market. Data Center Hawk is your online platform for data and commentary on the data center market. Stay tuned and be sure to join the thousands of others who rely on Data Center Hawk to make decisions in the data center space.
All right, David.
Hello.
Welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's a beautiful summer morning here in Dallas, Texas.
Actually, we have had a little season of cool weather.
It has been
cooler.
Unbelievable here.
Low 90s.
It's been great. For those who are maybe new to the podcast,
yes.
Just want to give a quick recap. We're Data Center Hawk. We track the data center market. We know it's difficult to get reliable information on the data center market as a sector of commercial real estate.
That's right.
So we've been tracking the market over 5 years now. I think identified some really valuable, some of the long-term trends. So you can go to datacenterhawk.com for more information.
Yep.
But today we're talking specifically about Q2. So we do publish all of our information on a quarterly basis.
Yep.
Talk about how markets are growing, different trends we're seeing that evolve and change throughout the market. So today we're going to talk about what we saw in Q2 2021. Before we do that, how you been?
Been doing great.
You've been busy the last couple weeks?
Yeah, running hard. I mean, I think this is a period of the summer, and I'm sure people listening to this, you know what I'm saying, when it feels like things slow down. People are on vacation, but for us at this point, it hasn't slowed down. We've had a lot of stuff going on, and it's been really fun. We continue to put out, in my opinion, great content on with data center leaders and then trying to identify like what's happening in the market that's really making a difference. I just did a couple weeks ago we did a podcast with Evoke Data Center's CEO Andy Stewart, and then Peter Razakos, who's the chief technology officer with Foghorn Consulting. And Evoke just acquired Foghorn and made some other really interesting announcements about just ways they're trying to get into customer conversations earlier, really trying to identify like the long-term strategic challenges with companies. And that's a really good episode. I mean, they shed some really good light on some things that are happening. And so if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're just trying to help their customers.
Like, yeah.
Not only solve like today's issues, but solve for the future. I think one of the things that was interesting is we heard from a couple people maybe a month ago that they were hearing like requests almost for shorter lease terms.
Yeah,
as these companies have like trying to figure out their cloud strategy.
I think that's
the problem Evoke's trying to solve. So it's exciting to see them take this, I'll call it like a new approach towards the market. So
yeah.
Red, I think you can put a link up there, Red, if you're interested, like evokedcs.com, and they've got this MGI product, this multi-generational infrastructure deal. So it's cool. We're excited to see them. It's a good podcast, so check it out. All right, David. Let's talk about Q2
Year
of our Lord 20 and 21.
Let's talk about it. It's been, I think, and this is the halfway point of the year, too, so there are some trends that we've seen take place in the first half of the year highlighted in the second quarter from just a U.S. data center market perspective that are, I think, supporting some of the thoughts we had at the beginning of the year. And just a couple that come to mind that we can share today. And then if you want more, you can get on our site. We actually do an article, too, that we'll release at some point. I'm sure you might talk about it, but that highlights some of this stuff. But I think the first thing that I would share is that demand has been relatively strong throughout the year. I mean, it's not been as strong as 2020. I think we've told everyone before, like 2020 was a historical year as it relates to U.S. data center market demand, actually in Europe and other markets as well, but certainly in the U.S. And we've seen that taper down a bit. And I think some of the reasons why are we haven't seen as much like hyperscale demand as we have. If you look historically at like the periods of leasing, large leasing periods by these companies that are out there, they're traditionally like a big takedown, and then it settles for a bit, and then it comes back again. And that's some of the things that we're hearing. And I don't know if we're going to talk like what's next, but maybe I should save this. But some of the things that we're hearing,
it's your world, boss,
for the rest of the year are related to some big takedowns that we think will take place. So that's one thing, that the other thing that I think is really interesting, in 2020 we saw some like really strong international demand coming into the U.S. We haven't seen that as strong in the first part of 2021, but hearing that those companies are really starting to starting to have conversations again about needs here, and I think there's some probably like the political conversation seems to have died down a bit.
Red hot sports opinion
as it relates
coming down.
No, as it relates to just maybe those companies feeling a little bit more comfortable with where everything is. So all that to say, that's where we've seen the demand. You know, one of the other things I would just mention is it's been fascinating to watch the supply side. You know, in the last 3 to 4 years, data center operators have worked so hard on supply chain. I mean, this was going on before the pandemic, but like the pandemic showed how important having a supply chain that worked effectively. We did that video discussion with Tim Hughes with Stack. That's a great another.
And he said he spent his entire first year.
Yeah, just hammering that out,
whipping those guys into shape so that when they get stuff going, and I think they've seen the fruits of that.
Yes,
you know, they've been able to move quickly on some stuff. I think in Northern Virginia.
Yep.
Portland. Or am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, no, keep going, bro. Yeah, I love it.
I'm learning. 2.5 years in, I've learned a deal that was done. Thank you.
So I think that's a really big part of the what they have done to do the things they need to meet customer needs related to like speed to market, flexibility, scalability, all those things. So that's another trend that we've just seen get better and better. And now we know this, but like campuses, buildings, the sizes of these facilities are growing. So, you know, 5 years ago, you know, even like 10 years ago, it was like 100,000 square foot building and 10 megawatts into the building. 5 years ago, it was like, you know, 200,000 square foot building. And now it's even larger, 2-story building. So, and I think as it relates to, well, one other thing I'll share is just around like enterprise demand. So 2020, one of the things that we saw, we believe directly related to the pandemic, were a lot of the, think of like a financial firm or an insurance company that had like a requirement they were trying to work through, and then the pandemic hits, you know, to go and do that in an environment where they don't know what is like really happening was really hard to do. It's really hard to get capital, you know, when companies were literally going, hey, our world has literally, you know, just stopped. So we saw a lot of those requirements just pause, and it seems like those have really come back to the market. I mean, at least like I think about, you know, Dallas, Northern Virginia, Phoenix, Chicago, Portland. I mean, all those areas are areas that have seen some, I would say, healthy, like, requirements that are in that, like, 500 kW to 4 megawatt range. So I think that is an encouraging sign related to future demand. And that sector is really interesting to watch because they are doing different things with their own environments, with cloud environments and things like that.
You know, it's funny. It seems like there's almost these, like, dueling concepts in this industry. So I think one of the things we've seen is like this, like a very slow like downtick in vacancy and like an increase in maybe some pre-leasing, which I would think like would speak to like the maturity of the industry. Like people are, they kind of know what they want. They've gotten their supply chains worked out a little bit better. But on the other hand, you know, that comment I made earlier about companies not knowing what to do with their cloud strategy, that would almost speak to like the immaturity of the industry.
Yeah.
Like that there's still a lot to be figured out with like, it's not like if you need to get your oil changed, just go get your oil changed. Yeah. It's just a very standard procedure. Cloud strategy is still evolving. I think you see this like everything's in the public cloud and no, there's this pullback from the public cloud. So like, talk a little bit about that. Like, how do you view those trends in the space?
Yeah. The people that are running these projects for organizations, IT leaders, you know, they probably have the opportunity in a, you know, 30-year career to do something like this probably like 3 or 4 times because it is so, I mean, there's so many things you're considering and you're doing
it's an incredibly complex operation.
And you're doing it in an environment that's changing, you know, so, and you're trying to plan the best you can for 1, 3, 5 years out. And then beyond that, I mean, how can you plan? You know, you don't know if your company's going to be acquire somebody else, decide to do something completely different. So, I
lock into a 10-year contract with whoever.
Sure. So that's one of the reasons you talked about kind of like the terms getting smaller or shorter on these deals, because a lot of these companies are just need the flexibility and they're trying to figure out like how much capital do we want to commit to this strategy when we know it might change. But the point you made earlier about you know, I would tell you the data center user is much more mature, you know, today than they were 5 years ago. But I would say there's also, to your point, like the challenges that come with being or having to make these decisions in an environment you just don't know what it is. And so you can only do that so well. And there's people that make great decisions that 3 years down the road look back and would probably do it differently because things change. So it's an interesting, I mean, it kind of keeps the market moving and creates, you know, different opportunities for different people.
All right, let's pivot now to like some of the markets that we saw some interesting activity in this quarter. I think Phoenix, maybe Portland, and maybe some others. So talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on, what's interesting.
Yes. Well, so I would just say, because I know people would ask, but like Northern Virginia, the growth was moderate. And, you know, for that market, I was encouraged by what took place there. You know, that is a market driven by hyperscale requirements. And so what's really interesting, too, is, you know, we've taken some time to map and evaluate and really quantify the hyperscale, like owned and powered shell facilities and that kind of stuff. And just it's in a different like that market's just in a different category. You know, what's happening there, and you're starting to see it spread out geographically. So certainly that continues to be interesting to us. We've got a tool that we're working on right now that helps communicate that in a very digestible manner. And then, you know, so then, and the reason I mentioned Northern Virginia first, because you mentioned Phoenix, and I would say that, like, you know, Phoenix is really positioned to be a market that could handle, could be like the next Northern Virginia. And I mean with the amount of interest there from some of these companies, but also the amount of development opportunities that are there. So one of the misconceptions about Phoenix is there's a lot of supply on the market. It's really not true. And we have a lot of sites that have been purchased and are like positioned to handle the demand, but there's not, you know, up until about 3 months ago, there weren't a lot of, there wasn't a lot of activity going on with those sites. I would say that's different now. Now there is. And I think it's pointing to some of that bigger demand actually saying like, hey, it's time to move here.
So anyways, so Portland, exciting market, you know, we've seen again, basically doubled in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So what's going on
there
now?
I think, so Portland's got a lot of things going for it. One is there's a number of like credible providers in that market. Some that have been there for a while, some that have just gotten there and are starting to build. So
what do you mean credible?
Well, I just mean you've got the people that are the companies that are there have done, you know, have worked with some of the biggest companies in the world. So any of the hyperscale users that have large requirements that are interested in Portland, they don't have to like or they don't have to go through a process necessarily like a vendor, you know, onboarding process. They've already got paper with these companies, and so it's very easy for them to say, hey, that same requirement size that we have here, we want to do here as well. Yeah. So it just makes that easier. And so that's one thing. You know, two, the characteristics of the market just being on the West Coast, but kind of outside of some of the areas that have some challenges on the West Coast related to development, things like that. That's a plus. The subsea cables, you know, like to really feed the maturity of like your Asia business, being able to connect into that, those Hillsborough locations. That's really important. And then what I really like about Portland is just the mix of both. We talked about the hyperscale companies that can have big requirements there. And then also there's like enterprise companies, you know. So like Dallas and Chicago are really good examples for the most part of markets that have grown over time by enterprise demand. So this is, you know, 500 kW to 4 megawatt type requirements. Now, Chicago might be a little bit different in the last 6 months, but Portland is seeing that too, which is really interesting because the Portland business base is very smaller in size than like a Chicago or a Dallas. So when you kind of put all that together, there's a lot of really exciting things going on in Portland. And I think, you know, Portland is interesting because it's doubled in size over the last 2 years. And it wouldn't surprise me if we see it double again in 2 years. And that's where I think that the, like, because big companies see the ability to grow their big users, but then also you actually have the data center providers and the environment for them that they can grow. You know, there's tax incentives. It's easier to do development there than some of the other West Coast markets. And so you put all that together, it's a really good story. And I think that's the you see that with the demand and the supply in that market.
Yeah, I want to talk then now on pivot and talk about one of the things we looked at last quarter was Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And that was a lot going on there. It's an exciting market. There's a lot of growth happening there.
Yes.
The Silicon Slopes, as it were.
So
what is that? Did that continue through Q2 or did that kind of slow down?
No, it didn't. I mean, it didn't slow down. The you know, that market's been driven a lot by some pre-leasing by some larger users, and the companies that are there are really positioned well. It's got some very like similar characteristics to Portland, also probably some big differences. But like one thing I love about Salt Lake City is, you know, the providers that are there are like building big. And so I think one of the challenges that the hyperscale user community faces is you got a lot of people that will tell you, we can be anywhere. You just tell us where you want to go.
Yeah.
And I think they probably think like, well, you go there first and then, you know, there's kind of like chicken or egg, you know?
Yeah.
And in a place like Silicon Valley, like I give a lot of credit to, you know, DataBank has a campus there they've grown on. Aligned has put two facilities in that market. They just opened their second data center, I think, 3 months ago. There's another group called Nova that's building a pretty large facility there. And so I think when you invest, typically what we've seen in this marketplace is when that investment is made like that, it's rewarded. It might be 3 months from now. It could be on a pre-lease basis. It might be a year from now. But those providers are typically rewarded for being there early. And that's a market that is still – it's probably where Portland was, you know, 3 years ago. And so and that's another one that's, you know, really exciting.
All right. So, you know, we are at kind of the halfway point of the year. So what do you see looking forward to kind of next two quarters through the end of the year?
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit bullish on the next 6 months for a number of reasons. You know, one, I think that at least what we're hearing and understanding is that there's some really exciting and bigger projects that are out there that we think will get done before the end of the year across the U.S. So I think that's really interesting and exciting for us that are deep in this marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, the second thing that I think is we will be saying is that there's been this resurgence of the enterprise companies. And so I think that'll really grow demand in maybe some smaller markets that don't always see like 30 meg deals. So if you think of like a Dallas or Atlanta, even Chicago, we'll see some of that growth and demand. I think that's really exciting. And then I think too that there's still, you know, we talked about it before, but just the tone of like data center development and how companies are really working like on the renewable side, you know, there's got to be an education of what we are doing in this industry to the greater world almost to help them understand the value and importance of it, but that also steps are being taken to ensure that like the environmental side is being addressed appropriately. And I think that will be something you continue to hear about. And we are hearing about it like today in different, you know, we've been on some calls with some industry leaders that are focused on helping like further educate. We hope these podcasts help educate, you know, on, I mean, we talk about it more on like the real estate side, but it certainly is an important part to understand like why this sector, how it really helps our world. And so those are the things that I think at the end of the year we'll be looking back on that made a big difference in the second part of 2021.
Okay, David, hey, thank you for your thoughts.
You bet.
Again, appreciate all the hard work. Again, you can always go to datacenterhawk.com and get more information on any things we talked about today. Additionally, we'll put out an article, like a Q2 summary article, which will have a little bit of the stuff we talked about today with some additional charts and graphs. So you can go to datacenterhawk.com/blog and see that. So otherwise, we will get back at it, and we'll see you next time.